This is GQDN for Friday, August 28th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by patreon.com/groupquest and swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. Get 25% off your purchase. And by psychup.org. In today's news, Sonic 4 merchandise, Fable at Gamescom, and a game got pushed back. But we begin today with BlizzCon, which will be talked about tomorrow night. But here's what's going to happen at BlizzCon via BlizzCon.com. First off, you got the BlizzCon Ultimate Collection, which has lots of different like card packs for Hearthstone, pets for World of Warcraft, mounts for World of Warcraft and Diablo, lots of different stuff. And that's on the shop store. But you know that there's an opening ceremony, Dark Moon Fair, hands-on gameplay for different games, community night, and of course the BlizzCon store, and all of the esports. All of that will be streamed on YouTube, Twitch, and maybe some other places. Of course, they're going to do the community night, but we will be talking about what we think will be in the opening ceremony and some of the other stuff that's going to be happening at BlizzCon. And you will hear a recording of someone else because he is a high paladin, if he records one. Yeah. But now we get to some serious stuff because via GamingBolt.com, Squadron 42 was pushed back to the second quarter next year. And the Cloud Imperium Games insists that it will release a single-player spinoff for Star Citizen Squadron 42 in 2026. But the CEO, Chris Roberts, has announced that it'll be pushed back to next year. And that's in a blog post. He said that it was the decision that was made due to the upcoming November 19th release of Grand Theft Auto 6. And he also said that it comes down to the fact that Grand Theft Auto 6 will taking up everybody's attention as soon as it launches. And he also wanted to make sure that the single-player spinoff gets as much attention as it deserves. So here's what he said. Quote, at CitizensCon 2024, we announced that we would ship in 2026. Our plan was to release in quarter four around IAE, but much like the rest of the industry, there's no way I want to launch my spiritual successor to Wing Commander, the game that had 12 years of blood, sweat, and tears invested into it. We started Squadron 42 development in 2014, as 2013 was opening studios, hiring people, and getting the hangar module out for Star Citizen, launching into the attention buzzsaw of GTA 6. While GTA 6 isn't launching on PC this November, pretty much outlets and most creators will be all over it, not leaving a lot of room for other coverage. So that is the reason for the delay. But GTA 6 was just talked about, and the developers celebrated the release of the extended look showcase on social media, because that was out on Netflix yesterday, and right now it's up on YouTube. And that was caught by IGN. And there's a production designer, Terrence Redcliffe, that got up on social media, and he said, quote, our teams across the world have worked incredibly so hard. So proud of everyone watching with the co-workers as family. And when I get home, I'll watch it again with the family. An extended look did show that Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to be quite an impressive title. In fact, Sarah Lazzaroni got up on X and said, quote, watching this with my colleagues was such an emotional experience. I have seen quite a few teary eyes. I spent a quarter of my life working hard on this game, and there's no words to express how moving it is to see it all comes together and share it with you all. There were other writings up there on GamingBolt.com, but we'll leave that for that. And if that was at Gamescom, well, Fable was there, and according to Gamatsu.com, it was available for gameplay, because that's what they did. They put Fable up there with 16 minutes of gameplay for Gamescom 2026. So it was there. And My Nintendo News says that The Witcher is here. It's The Witcher Wild Hunt Remastered. And for the Switch 2, it will be 720p, 30 to 40 FPS, handheld, and 1080p, 30 to 40 FPS docked. So if you want to stream it, that's what it's going to be. If you still play World of Warcraft and Classic for Legion, not Legion, no, Burning Crusade, MMO Champion said that the Black Temple is now live. In fact, Mr. Storm Rage is now back in his temple. So if you want to play that one, go right on ahead. But we'll end today with Sonic 4. Oh, actually, we won't end today. We got to do something yet. But Sonic 4, the movie merchandise, did leak. There's going to be some statues. There's going to be some cups. Maybe like some dolls, some keychains, kind of that stuff. But who am I? I forgot the rankings. But here we go. Because right now at number 5 is Identity. Chinese getting up there. Number 4 is Honestly. Number 3 is Liquid. Method is number 2. And Echo is number 1. The top 3 are on the 7th boss. Or on the 6th boss right now. 6 out of 8. And Honestly is right behind them. And so is Identity. Might want to look out for Instant Dollars too. Because they're not too far behind themselves. This one's a tight one. 10% between the top 2 and 33% among the top 3. That's the difference right now. Like I said, tomorrow night we'll be talking about the raids and BlizzCon, among other things. And that'll be on twitch.tv/DawnForge. Will it be tomorrow night? No, maybe Sunday. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you this weekend for the live show, for the weekly show. So until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.